This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
These days, if you decide to fly somewhere, you're gambling on whether or not your luggage will get there with you, or if it does, what kind of damage it's going to experience.
I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but Delta lost my luggage for a 9-day cruise. Did I talk about it? I always forget.
You posted about it, yeah. And you commented on, I think it's been 2 weeks now.
And then destroyed my wife's luggage on the way home. Did I mention that?
Yes.
Okay, it's weird. I literally had a dream about this last night. I might have PTSD.
You're so scarred.
I literally had a dream 2 nights in a row about losing my luggage. I'm not lying. I'm not making this up.
Well, okay. Well, recently, there's a woman that might be experiencing some PTSD because she booked a flight on a Delta plane. And when she saw her luggage coming around on the carousel, she was shocked at the way it looked because it was completely destroyed. Now, I have printed Wally out a picture of this suitcase. You tell me what you think.
Oh my gosh! It's just shredded.
It is. It's shredded.
There is nothing left that even looks
like
missing, a bag.
It's missing a wheel, a handle. It looks terrible. Immediately, she took to Twitter posting a photo of this bag, and people started commenting with posts like, quote, was it handled by a T-Rex? Or, quote, did your plane crash?
That's what it looks
it
like.
It does. It looks
like
so bad.
This was in a plane crash. Oh my gosh. Like, my wife's is missing a handle. It's got a big slit in it, and it was a plastic hard shell missing a wheel.
Yeah.
And I thought that was bad. This, next level.
It's terrible. One commenter stated that her luggage looked like it had been a victim of something called belt burn. So what this is it happens when there's a jam on the conveyor belt and things can't move. So somebody has to physically climb up there and unjam all the luggage. And so Delta did finally reach out, and shockingly, they didn't call the situation just regular wear and tear.
Yeah.
But instead, issued an apology, calling the situation a rare occurrence.
Oh, really? Is it a rare? Because I would beg to differ.
Well, they did say that they would be sending the woman a reimbursement check by snail mail, and she should be getting it within 10 to 14 days.
Oh, really? And they reached out to her. I don't know. I've called 4 times and still haven't gotten anywhere with mine. It's just... That is unbelievable. I'm a little surprised that they didn't, like, go, are you sure you didn't bring it to us like this?
Right.
You know, and, like,
exactly.
Put it off on her.
Because it looks so bad.
Yeah. Maybe that's the key. It's got to be really horrible to get any kind of action.
It has to look like it was mauled by a bear. Yeah. And then they'll say, okay, maybe this was our bad.
Maybe. We don't want to commit. Oh, and by the way, I think you still owe us a baggage fee. You know?
Right.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. It's time for a little kiddie-oke. This is where we take two of Betty Rock's great loves, cats and karaoke. We combine them. She's going to meow a song. I'm going to help her. Well,
help.
I say help. I'm probably going to derail her today, full disclosure.
This drag one, me down.
Yeah, if this one goes south, it's going to be on my inept ukulele playing. I can feel it. I feel nervous about this, Rock.
I know, you're already coughing.
I haven't performed in a while, and so I haven't been on stage, especially a stage as big in a while, and my hands just feel like gummy bears, you know, like gummy fingers. I'm like, blah, 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 so I can't, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go, so I apologize in advance. But all you have to do is tell us what song Betty Rock is meowing so perfectly, and I am... killing. Okay.
I'm glad that you see it that way because every time it has been that way where you are derailing me every single time.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I have to carry the band.
I think this might be the one time this has happened.
This is definitely one of many.
So with that... Let me stop the theme. And
also, let me tell everyone, too, that you were practicing another song, and then that one messed up. And so now we're going back to the original that you weren't too confident in.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I do.
Me. Yes, I know that's what happened. No, it was weird. Like, we were working on Phil Wickham, The Battle Belongs. Great song, one of my favorites.
But it didn't sound anything like
it. No, it did not. and I have no idea why. I'm like, I got the chords off the internet. I mean, it should be right. The first two chords were right. And then after that, I don't know what you were doing.
Totes me.
Yeah. So we went back to the first option that I struggled with. So here we go. All right. So,
okay. Remember, I'm starting and then you're coming in. Okay.
Let me get set. Let me get farther away from the mic. That might be the best course of action for me. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yes. Okay. Which one are we doing again?
No. Okay. I'm going to count us off. Okay. 3, 2, 4. Wait.
What?
Three.
What in the world? You're saying I messed us up? You can't even count.
Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow.
Okay. Can we try that one more time?
I think you got off beat.
I did. Okay, I got really off. Okay.
3, 2, 1. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Wow, I'm at a loss. I am just at a loss. Let me try it without you. Let's see if I can do it without you. Maybe, and we'll see if that's what was messing us up or not.
Three, two.
No, I'll do it on my own. Don't tell me. Maybe this will help somebody. They're hard chords on a ukulele.
Okay, can I do mine now? All by myself? Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow. Okay, there you go. That's going to have to be it. That was a train wreck. Somebody is rolling over in their grave right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's a hint for you. 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play karaoke.
Meow, 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 meow.
Uplifting WAY-FM. It's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Paul.
All right, Paul, we are playing karaoke, and this goes against my better judgment because it was such a debacle the first time. My fault. I played it horribly on the ukulele. I fully own that. We'll do it. We always do it one more time to give you the best chance at getting this right. So I know this goes against every shred of common sense as I played it so badly last time, but this time I'm feeling good about it.
Okay.
So
all
here
right.
we go. One
I think
more
you got
time,
it.
Rock.
I have confidence in you.
3, 2, 1. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
That's the juka juka that's throwing me off. That's my fault. Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
No, it's still bad. It's still bad on me. I cannot. I'm going to put that down.
Paul, I apologize for his.
That's all right. I think I can power through this and figure out what this is.
I hope you can, because if you cannot, it is 100% my fault. So what is it?
I think it's Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
You are absolutely right, Paul. I don't know how you got that. I'll be honest with you.
It was me, wasn't it, Paul? My singing ability?
It absolutely was. The meows, I instantly knew what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She did, full disclosure, Betty Rock crushed that, and you can thank Betty Rock for the win here today. I was just a
squeaky
deterrent.
Wheel.
Yeah. I actually did everything I could to throw you off is what it feels like today, and I'm sorry.
It's forgiven.
Well, I don't know.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have a thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com where people post prayer requests, and then other people just like you pray for them, and we have a prayer team and a prayer pastor that's in charge of it, praying for people. It's pretty cool, and you see themes emerging through this, because a lot of us go through the same thing. Now, the circumstances of each thing are individualized and a little bit different, but overall, like for example, health. For 2 years, it was COVID-related things. Mm-hmm. Just dominated the wall. But then now there's less and less of that, but there's still health concerns that are going on. You got Loretta that's like, please pray for my 30-year-old son who is diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, which affects his memory, you know, mm-hmm. and like, oh, that came out of nowhere. Didn't expect that. When your kid's 30, you think you've gotten them through all the hard times and the health times. And then Tim said, hey, please pray for my dad. He's been battling cancer for 2.5 years. He's in more pain, and the doctor is sending him for some kidney scans, you know. So the health concerns outside of COVID didn't stop. Right. You know, and they still continue, and people are still praying because so many of these things are outside of our control. We tend to not pray a lot of times about the things we think we have control over, but the second it gets bigger than us, and we're like, God, please help me, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know we need to learn to pray about everything all the time and have that same faith in the little as we do in the big.
And maybe it's helpful for you if you log on to the prayer wall and you kind of see these people that are going through some hard situations. Maybe you are too, and it makes you feel like you are not alone. So when you go to the prayer wall, if you text the word pray to 91979, we'll send you a link directly that will take you there. But you can see these comments that people, that Wally is sharing right now, and you can pray for those people. There's a little box that you can check off, and it will send a notification to someone on their phone or their email just saying, hey, somebody prayed for you. And maybe there's something you could use some help with others praying for you as well. Just pray at wayfm.com. Text the word pray to 91979.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. Today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts. It's not my fault. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not.
I don't know. So Wally has this addiction to a certain order, coffee, and I have it down to a science.
It's so good.
And I only have myself to blame because I started you on it.
Yep.
I got it for myself. You took a sip. You loved it.
Changed my life.
And here we are to this day. There's a lot of caramel syrup that goes into it, a lot of liquid sugar that goes into it, and even sweet foam. So pretty much what it is liquid candy. It's not really coffee.
Yeah, I don't even know what sweet foam is, but I notice if they ever don't put enough of it, I notice it. And I love it.
So the other day, Wally was like, hey, I'll pay and we can get coffee. Yep. And it's hard to turn it down, even though I know that I'm going to regret it minutes later after he has that coffee, because he goes from an 11, which he's naturally at every day, to maybe a 15.
Got to tell you, it kicks like a mule. Like it kicks in fast, too, for me. I was really surprised. I thought I was above being affected by caffeine. Turns out it's not the case.
No.
Turns out I'm highly affected by it.
No. So during the show, we pulled together a couple of moments when the caffeine was really showing itself.
Oh, for the love. Oh my gosh!
Youth group at church.
We're starting to come back down now. We're gonna raise her back up. A little bit louder now. A little bit louder now.
This could be.
Blah, 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 blah. That's a lot of water there.
I mean, you're already a lot to handle on your own, but when you put caffeine behind it,
it's so good.
They don't pay me enough.
That's so great. You had Gavin cut up the video, so you posted a video, right?
Yes.
You see it?
So it's on our Instagram. If you search Wally Show, you can see it there. It's also on our Facebook feed. If you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, you can see it there too.
All right, I'm gonna play three long songs and go get some coffee.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Song number one.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting WayFM.
Wonder if Wally will have an opinion on this.
Wally, I respect you, but word to the wise, never trust a short man named Wally.
It's the Wally Show.
Don't panic, but prices are going up on some of your favorite things, little thing called inflation.
Ugh.
And when it goes up like just a couple cents, you don't think too much about it. You're like, oh, okay, I guess so. But stamps going up again.
The only people that keep up with the prices of stamps are the senior citizen community. Mm. But when I do need a stamp, I am shocked at how much just a little pamphlet or leaflet of stickers cost.
Oh, yeah. Like, old people can tell you how much stamps have cost every year of their life from the time they
were.
I know.
Day.
It's the craziest thing. But when you don't use a lot of stamps, you know, you don't really think about how much they are. So I was shocked when I read that they're going up to 60 cents from 58 cents. So they're going up 2 cents. I thought they were still 50 cents.
Oh, no. They've been 58 cents. And I believe, isn't this the second time that they've raised it this year?
In a year, second time that it's gone up. And it's funny because the post office is like, look, it's an extra 2 cents. It's not a big deal.
It is.
It's 3.5% more. We'd like to point out that inflation is 8.6%. But when you actually add the 2 raises in, it's actually more than inflation.
Oh,
so you guys are ahead of the inflation curve there, post office. Way to be ahead of something. That's fantastic.
I'm looking to see like how much the price of stamps were like back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at even in 2008, it was 42 cents.
I know.
I mean, it's just going up.
My wife had sent me the store because my wife still keeps a book of stamps at the house.
Uh-huh.
And she old mail thank you notes. We have one bill that we cannot pay online. One bill, our water bill. Like,
really?
For some reason, the where we live is like, you know what? We're going to help keep the post office in business. We're in cahoots together.
Wow.
Yeah, we give them free water. We make sure you have to mail in your water
so
bill.
So you have to have stamps just for that bill.
Just for that one bill.
That's ridiculous.
Everything else is paid online. And so the other day, she was like, hey, can you go pick up a book of stamps? And I went to the checkout line. I got a book of stamps. And the lady's like, that'll be $1,000 or whatever. Whatever it was. And I'm like, I just want normal stamps. Just like nothing special, just stamps that I could put on an envelope and mail or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, that's what these are. I'm like, how is that possible?
I know.
For this much money, they should be something special. They should be talking stamps. They should
gold be gold-plated?
Yeah, hologram stamps.
You're
something,
right.
You know?
Right, but there's nothing special about them, and we're paying 60 cents for them.
I feel bad. This lady, Naomi, is like so awesome. She's been promising to send us cookies, and she did. And I might share them with you. They look really good. But I noticed her postage. She just sent us some cookies. Really nice thing. $32 was the mailing. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on.
But thank you.
yes. Wow.
I appreciate it. But so there you go. Stamps are going up. I think it's going to be next week. So if you want to save a few cents, literally, you can go and buy your stamps today before the prices increase. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And sometimes when we start talking about something, you go, how is that very uplifting? Amber Smith, she's the wife of country music star Granger Smith. She's talking about grief and living with the loss of her son who died in a drowning accident 3 years ago.
Mm.
And she's kind of starting to talk about it now, you know, and it was a tragedy. The kid slipped through a pool gate and fell into the water and he was deprived of oxygen. You know, I mean, it's just, he drowned.
It's terrible.
Know? Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine. It is a parent's worst fear. But like when you see now, 3 years later, like she's talking about it and then starting to find ways to help other people, you know, prevent this and things. Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes a new mission in life kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it took time. It took time to get to this place.
Yeah, and they always say time is a healer.
Yeah.
Like that it can, and I can see where that's the case. It kind of, it doesn't make the pain go away, but maybe it makes you become more comfortable with it.
Sure.
I'm not sure.
And the time is different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How long somebody grieves somebody or how long somebody waits to talk about some difficult thing in their life, it's different, like, because everybody processes different. And so here's kind of where I want to go with this and find that positive side to some of the negative. It's like, what was that thing that it took you time before you could talk about it? You know, maybe it was a month, maybe it was a year, maybe it was 10 years, you know, and then when you finally talked about it, what was it that gave you the courage or the strength to do so?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in sharing some of these stories, even though they might come from a hard place, you might be the thing that inspires somebody to get past the moment that they're living in right now that has them held and has them trapped. You might actually, your story might serve a purpose today. Kind of like what this lady is finding out in her story is that it's giving her a purpose for the pain.
And it also might, you know, show someone who's going through a similar situation where they can go to get help. Sometimes it just seems so defeating or so big, you don't even know where to begin.
And so if you want to weigh in on this, I would love it. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we will take your thoughts on this now. So it's like, what was that thing that took time to talk about? And then what was the thing that gave you the courage or strength to actually do that? 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing that was hard to talk about, and what gave you the courage to do so?
Well, I've had a lot of things that have been hard to talk about. I've lost both my parents and two siblings, and the thing that brought me to a place where I could talk about things and move on was I was not a believer when most of this happened, and I went to church. And I know that sounds cliche, but I went to church to feel better, and I felt convicted.
Oh, that's interesting.
The pastor, you know, he was so gracious because I was ugly, crying, bawling like a baby that first day I went to church. And he was so great. He said, what's going on? And I said, all this has happened. And he says, sweetie, he says, Jesus has your future in his hands. That's your past. You don't live there anymore. He said, you need to realize that grieving is a process. Yes, you have to go through things, but at the same time, you're still breathing. That means you still have a purpose. And it says that was, I don't know if that's what anyone else needed to hear, but that's exactly what I needed to hear at that point. So.
Oh, no, I'm sure that's a great reminder for anyone that's kind of struggling through something. So I'm glad that, like, you're taking the time to share that today because, yeah, you don't know how that hits somebody right now. So thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good day.
What was that thing that took you a long time to be able to talk about, and what gave you the courage to do so?
A couple of years ago, I was assaulted by someone I was very close to, which was alone just a lot to process. But I mean, like the trauma from it and the PTSD and the nightmares and the panic attacks, I mean, it was all too much. I just remember like one day I had the radio on like really low and I was just struggling, and I kept thinking like so strongly, how do you forgive an unforgivable kind of situation? And I mean, like not verbatim, but almost exactly what I was thinking and what was weighing heavy on me. You talking on the radio in the background, like I heard the slightest little thing, and I had called you guys, and then we had talked about it for a few minutes, and that was the first time I really like openly talked about it with strangers. Nonetheless, like I had told a few just close family friends that were around at the time and everything, but that kind of just opened the door to talking about it and processing it. And now it's just a little bit easier to cope with. I mean, I still struggle, but this was the one thing that helped me heal.
What is that thing that took you a long time to talk about, and what gave you the courage to do so?
So, Ollie, first off, I just say thank you. 3 years ago today, my daughter passed from cancer, and I called in. And Wally, you gave me strength just to continue to say her name out loud. It was like a God thing.
Oh, wow. Well, that's really cool for me to hear that in the midst of this conversation about loss and kind of finding a way to get through that. And, you know, the thing that encouraged you to talk about someone that you've lost. That's awesome.
Yes. It's just the station, the music, you guys. We can talk about those sweet children and do it with a smile now. I talked to you, I couldn't even talk. So thank you, WAY-FM.
Well, I am so glad to hear the difference, you know, that time has made for you too. And, you know, even the loss is the same, but you have this joy now today that maybe was harder to find then.
Yes, exactly. So that's the thing that gets me through. People letting me talk about her.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. For anybody that didn't hear that original conversation, why don't you do this? Why don't you share her name and one thing you loved about your daughter?
Her name was Robin Lynn, and this girl loved God.
The other night I found myself not able to sleep, and it wasn't because of stress. Hey, it's Wally. I actually couldn't sleep because I was so happy that I'd made the decision to do a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage. I used some of the refinance money to build my dream barbecue in my backyard, but then I was thinking, it really should have a pergola over it. But instead of stressing about the money, I started dreaming about what I could build over it. That's the beauty of a cash-out refinance. You get to unlock the equity sitting in your home and dream a little. Maybe travel to some exotic places like Italy. Philly or Des Moines, depending on how much equity you have. You could also use it for something responsible like paying off debt. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. The reality is we don't really know what the future holds, so I'm happy to be sitting on a cash infusion right now. Since home values are still so high, it could be a great time to do a cash out refinance. So figure out what your barbecue grill is and then call my friends at United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally.
So I have Pastor Chad in here with us. He's the pastor of our prayer wall. And I was curious because, Betty, you don't have in-laws yet, but someday you will. And you'll probably have to struggle through this. What do I call the in-laws?
Yeah, because I've heard different couples call their in-laws different things, like Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, or mom, dad.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't really know.
Would you call, do you ever foresee, I mean, it depends on the relationship, obviously, but would you ever foresee yourself calling your husband's parents mom and dad?
No, because it doesn't seem right to my own mom and dad.
Right.
But that's just my own personal opinion.
No, I get it.
But I could see calling them maybe by their first name.
Okay, ooh, that's brazen.
Weird.
Yeah, that's brazen.
What?
Pastor,
yeah.
Pastor Chad, now you have in-laws. You've been in the marriage game for a while. What do you call your in-laws?
So it did help. There's two factors. It did help, number one, that when I married in the family, they were already grandparents. Mm. And so the grandkids all call them Mimi and Poppy.
Okay.
And so when I came in the family, the second factor of that is then my dad died. And so then it was really hard. Like, I wasn't going to call somebody else dad either.
Right,
so,
right.
So like you said, I like Betty was saying, I had the trouble of connecting. These are my mom and dad. So I call my in-laws Mimi and Poppy.
Okay, that's cool. But see, that's a little bit better. Because I found this survey, and they said that like only a quarter of people actually call their in-laws mom and dad. I thought it was way higher than that.
Hmm.
I will tell you this. I called my father-in-law Mr. Payne until the day he died.
Oh,
that's
wow.
His last name?
Yeah. I called him Mr. Payne until the day he died. And for me...
Because he gave you so much pain?
Yes.
because Wally was the pain.
Yes. No, it was out of respect. Like, I was taught, and that's how I met him. Hello, Mr. Payne, how are you? You know, like, and so I never called him dad. Wasn't that I didn't love the guy. He was great to us. But I just, it was almost like a sign of respect that I still called him that. I think my wife thought it was weird, but I could never call him by his first name. That was odd to me. I couldn't do that.
Did she do the same for your parents?
Okay, so she calls my mom today when she refers to her, she says mom. Because she lost her mom. No, that's not weird for me. What was weird for me is the brother-in-law that I don't care for calling my mom. That's weird for me. I'm like, boom! Like, I would hear it and be like, not your mom!
You don't like to share.
Yeah, not your mom! Not at all!
That's my mom!
I know. I know it's super childish, but that's literally, that would come up inside of my head when I would hear it. So there you go. If you call your in-laws mom and dad, you're actually kind of in the minority. Surprisingly, I didn't think that was the case. I thought I was the weird one. Turns out I'm pretty normal. Hey!
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have this thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can post prayer requests, things that are on your heart, and other people, random people are praying for you. You'll get a notification. We have a prayer team, a prayer pastor in charge of it all. They're praying for people, and just a really cool thing. And so every week we have Pastor Chad, who is the captain of the prayer wall there, prayer reverend. I don't even know. The champion.
Like that. I like captain.
Captain.
Maybe people could start saluting me or something.
Let's not get crazy here, Chad. So we haven't come in and kind of talk about the wall and things going on. But recently you were out in Houston. We have merged with another station and become this new partnership, which is kind of cool, with a station called KSBJ in Houston. And so we're all now Hope Media, even though we are ourselves still remaining Way FM. But you went out there and met with kind of people that do what you do for their station too, right?
For sure. We're all one giant prayer ministry, and they have an incredible prayer network in Houston. So much so that the prayer team has been able to infiltrate and really become a people of peace in the city. And so yesterday there was a prayer rally in downtown Houston at that was put on by the city and by the police union for police officers. So
that's crazy.
The mayor was involved, the chief of police, the union was involved, and just an opportunity to really say we need to care for our officers, and we know that the way we do that best is to be able to pray for them and pray with them, and knowing that they're going to see things that some of us never see,
right,
and see the horrible pieces of our city and pray with them. So it was just it was a very encouraging event. It was exciting to see different people come into that and really fill that space, because it wasn't about a political thing. It wasn't a race thing. There was none
nice.
Of those things. It was just everyone coming together to pray for one another, and to be able to see that happen was just powerful.
So nice. The headline wasn't violence breaks out at prayer rally, you know,
because
it's people there with the right intentions of, hey, how do we make our world better? And I think it's because I do believe that we've stripped God out of so many elements of our society, and we wonder, why are things jacked up? Well, maybe that's it. And so there is an element to that. Like, this is what surprised me the most, is that it was put on by, like, the mayor and of Houston and or the city. And so, like, I was really surprised that it was kind of sanctioned by government, in essence. And that's not normal, you know? And so here's what I'm curious about. Because we always talk about how faith gets pushed out of government, schools, all these other places. Is there a place or a time that you've actually seen Jesus and God and faith interjected into a place that surprised you, where you didn't think it would be, because historically it's been removed? I think that's the case for this. Like, the city saying, hey, yeah, let's make this a priority. Let's pray together. That is really cool.
Yeah.
And maybe you could start that here, Chad, and maybe you could take it all around the country.
We are going to.
Oh, well, there you go. I guess that's what the meetings were for there.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, there you go. All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just really curious if you have seen faith interjected in a place that you were surprised to see it in. What I'm curious about, have you ever seen faith interjected into a place that you were surprised to see it there, Kathy?
Yes, the county I live in, the commissioner's court, before they have court every week, they have prayer. And I am really happy to see that. Some people, of course, don't like it, but I'm really glad they pray and, you know, for wisdom and guidance from God every week before the commissioner's court.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, because if you're not a person of faith, you think, well, that's coloring your decisions about my verdict, you know. But then if you are a person of faith, you're thinking about wisdom. I mean, when Solomon was offered by God, whatever you want, like, you just ask for it and it's yours, and he chose wisdom, like, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. And when I see in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, the emphasis of seeking God's wisdom, God's knowledge, those sort of things for a powerful life, like, that's what Paul's praying for the church. Why aren't we praying for that for our officials, for our judges, for people in power? They all need that sort of thing.
All right, JD, when's the time that you saw faith kind of interjected into a place that normally wouldn't have it?
So I work for a painting company in Benbrook, Texas. It's just outside of Fort Worth. And my boss has recently been elected mayor of the town because of his faith. And so he is currently uniting all of the pastors throughout the city to come together and doing the same prayer meetings and bringing faith back into the schools. I actually have a buddy that was at that prayer meeting in Houston yesterday. He has a coffee shop in there called Hebrews Community Coffee.
That's a great name for a coffee shop owned by a Christian.
Yeah.
Possibly the best name ever, Hebrews.
Yeah.
So what was his report about the event, the prayer event? Did he say it was good?
Well, they just see God moving in the city. I mean, what you see on the media, it shows different, but what you see within the faith is that God is actually moving and his spirit is stirring up people's giftings.
One thing that I found, Wally, is when you ask someone, how can I pray for you? A lot of times people aren't going to be, no, I don't want any prayer. Mm. They will respond to you when you ask them, whether it is a police officer or anybody in power, they will respond, whether they are a Christian, not a Christian, whatever they may be, because they want you to intercede for them in your belief, in your faith. And so I find it such a powerful inroad, whether we're not pushing Jesus down someone's throat. We're just saying, how can I see God's power for your life, whether you believe in him or not?
Yeah, because then it's coming from a place of serving somebody versus oppressing somebody.
And who doesn't want to be served?
Oh, me. I'd like that now. Rock, coffee, please?
No.
She heard nothing that we just talked about.
No.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We like to help out. We like to be helpers where we can, you know, and so that's why we do The Scoop. It's things that we come across and we're like, hey, this could make your life better, or wow, this is fascinating. I think I'll give this a try. And so Betty Rock is the scoopiest of the scoopers. What do you got?
So this is one I saw on TikTok, and I know that I've said it too, TikTok is a time waster, and it is true, but sometimes you do find those little life nuggets that really help out.
I believe that.
So this is a scoop on how to easily wash your car.
Okay, now I am wrestling through getting a monthly car wash subscription right now because I think it would be good. Mm-hmm. I don't like washing cars personally. It takes a long time.
It does.
But it's for my wife's car, but my wife refuses to drive the car onto the conveyor belt. So there's the problem.
She's the problem.
That's the problem. Yes.
Okay, so maybe this is something you want to look into.
Okay.
So the scoop is you take your water hose, and you know how you have that little lever thing, you push the lever
the
in and it sprays the water, whatever. Unscrew that off your water hose, okay? Then you're going to take your Kitchen Dawn soap.
Okay.
You're going to take the bottle and you're going to pour it. First, you got to kink the water hose.
Okay.
But then you pour the Dawn soap down into your hose.
Okay.
Okay. After you do that, you're going to screw your little lever back on, okay? And then you press the handle and let the water, like it usually comes out. Thing is the water is going to mix with the soap.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have a bubbly mess, which is going to be, but it's going to be frothy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be soapy. That's what you want. And you're just going to aim it straight at your car, and it's going to get all that soap on it easily.
Okay, without having to dip into a bucket every time and do a sponge.
Right.
Okay.
So then as it's wearing out, as the soap is going to wear out, well, you just have to do it in parts, but then the water comes through and it's pure water, and you just spray off the bubbles.
Okay.
And so you washed your car.
You did surprise me with the tip about the kinking the hose, because and please forgive me. Please forgive me.
I
could see you trying to pour the soap down the hose with the hose on and just being like, it ain't working. How in tarnation am I supposed to get the soap down the hose when the water's shooting me in the face?
I don't understand
what
how I sound
I
that country in your head.
I don't know, but this is how
I
hear it.
I'm working on it.
I know, you're doing great. But that's how I hear it. That's how I heard the whole scoop. You know, you take this hose and the squeegee thingamajigger.
You know what? I'm not helping you anymore.
I might try this thing. If you try the scoops that Betty does, please always email us and let us know if it worked or not. And that's going to do it for your scoop today.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It is Friday, which is always fun for us to go back in time with Flashback Friday. But we never go alone. We always have someone that is taking us back in time. And today, that is Brittany. Now, Brittany, what song do you want to take us back to?
How He Loves Us from the David Crowder Band.
Okay, yeah, this is before it became just Crowder. So we're going back in time to David Crowder Band days, which is what year, Lady Rock?
2009, the year 2009, when it was the year of the electronic eye. Did you realize that researchers actually developed the electronic eye? It's a microchip implanted in the eye that works in unison with a pair of glasses transmitting images to the brain.
That's crazy. I've never even heard of that.
I know. It was a big year.
Wow, that is a big year. So, Brittany, what is it about David Crowder's How He Loves that really speaks to you?
I really like this song. It hit me hard when I was 15 years old. My uncle passed away. Our family couldn't grasp his loss. He lost his life to alcoholism. So when I was trying to decide what song to sing for his funeral, because that's what he wanted in his will, that was the song that came to mind. I was like, well, I have to believe that God loves us through this. God has a purpose. There is a reason for everything that happens in our lives. And at the funeral, I had no intentions of speaking. I was so scared to even sing. and I'm sitting there and I look out and over 300 people showed up for this funeral. And I'm sitting there looking at this crowd of people and them crying and grieving. And I'm like, they need to know what I know. I know that God loves me through this. I know that God is here for me through this. And they need to know the same thing. They need to know that God has a plan. So I stepped up to that podium and I'm like, you know, I had no intentions of speaking today, but God told me that y'all need to know what I know. This is the reason I chose this song. God does love y'all through this. And at 15 years old, standing in front of over 300 people, having to say that and having the courage to say that, I remember the feeling of the chills just coming over my body like God was there with me.
Wow, at 15 years old doing that, that's amazing. So how old are you now?
I'm 25.
25, 10 years later, still passionate about her faith and still inspiring as well. So here we go. We're going all the way back to 2009, How He Loves by the David Crowder Band for Brittany on Flashback Friday.
Thank you.
And he is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy.
All right, Potties, you're making a difference. Because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that, we have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
I love when bands that Wally loved from back in the day decide it's a good idea to release new stuff.
Why do you do this to me? Why you?
Because it makes you happy.
No, it doesn't. It's the exact opposite. I love some of my old 80s hair bands and stuff, but when they... And when they're playing their hits, great. But when they try to release new stuff, it doesn't translate. And it makes me sad.
Yeah, usually it ends with you in misery, which maybe makes me happy. I don't know. But I suppose the legendary band Journey.
No!
They thought it was a good idea to release some new stuff. You know them from songs like this.
Yep.
Don't stop believing.
Man, I moonlight couple skated to this song by myself so many times.
So good.
Could never get a partner.
Well, that guy that's singing, I don't know his name.
Steve Perry.
He's not with them. He's not with them anymore.
Yes.
But they have someone new. And they decided after an 11-year hiatus, they would release a new album. So no new albums for 11 years. And now we have been graced with a new one.
Let me say
And it's called Freedom.
No, let me say this. They got a guy that sounds a lot like Steve Perry. Like, they purposely said, okay, to sing these songs, we're just going to find somebody that sings like him. And I think they've had two since Steve Perry. They're fine. They're fine. They're, like, good when they're singing Steve Perry songs. But writing new songs, it hasn't translated yet. So I have a feeling the only reason you're playing this is because you believe this song is horrible.
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, no. I know you
On
know.
The album, they have a new love ballad. So you were playing Faithfully earlier, which was a huge
classic.
Hit. Huge hit. This one is called I Still Believe in Love. And let me just say, I think it's terrible.
Yeah, I figured. I still believe in love, but not Journey. Okay, here we go.
I still believe in love.
No!
I still believe in a real romance.
No!
in the air. Yes.
And set your hair on fire. What the? It's neutered, man. Like, it is. It's just horrible.
Well,
you can be sensitive and do this. You stand still, man. You're passion in that. I feel every note of that. Who's, what is he? It's forever mine. And how? Faithfully. Yeah. Oh,
I don't know. No. I think that this I Still Believe in Love is this generation's Faithfully.
No, it is not. No. Do you hear the difference?
Anyone with ears? I honestly can't. No. They both
Why
are pretty
do
bad.
You torment me?
It's fun.
I know, it is. All right, well, that's going to do it for your least of these. I might just go home. Like, I'm so sad right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If I were to say men are better than women at just about anything, I would get no argument from Betty Rock.
What?
Oh, no, sorry. Women are better at men than men.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
Better.
The other was my default.
What? No.
So women are better than men at almost everything, and that actually applies to insulting themselves as well. You guys are really good at it.
Sadly, that is true. I had a friend once tell me that I needed to sit down and just write out all the things that were going through my mind, like the lies I was telling myself. I was able to fill up a page and a half. Like, it was ridiculous.
Really?
Of all the lies that, and I didn't even realize that in my head, it's just this mess of a mass of lies that I'm believing. And no wonder it's putting me in a bad mood. But it really opened my eyes to the fact that I do tell myself a lot of lies that aren't true.
Well, I actually found a study that confirms this. Like, they say on average, men will tell themselves 3 negative things about themselves, either out loud or in their own thoughts, mm-hmm. whereas women will do it 4 times a day. But that's like 1,460 times a year. Oof. For you guys.
And I believe
it. It becomes a narrative that you eventually, anything that's repeated to you enough, you start to believe. Mm-hmm. Happens with kids all the time. Parents, you're no good, you're never going to amount to anything. Guess what? The kids, a lot of times, amount to nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like you become that which you believe. And so this is why we do this from time to time. It's the lie you believe, but the truth you need, okay? And so what was that thing that you were buying into, you were telling yourself, or people were telling you, but then something intervened, or something happened, and someone or something that showed you, all right, this is the truth I needed to not be bound by that lie I was telling myself or I was believing from other people. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Like, I'm super self-deprecating in my humor a lot of times, mm-hmm. and that... There's truth in all humor kind of thing. And so even inside of that internally for me, I know there's truth to it, you know, to some degree. But that doesn't even count towards just the negative things you say in your head to yourself.
Oh, for sure.
When you're alone, because you know you, mm-hmm. you know. So 855-33-WAY-FM, again, is the number. If you ever want to be part of the show, that's how you do it. It's the lie you believed and the truth you need. So what is that lie that you were told or you believed about yourself, and what was the truth you needed?
I wasn't, growing up, didn't know how to really do my hair, do my makeup, do the grooming thing to make myself, you know, presentable. And I didn't grow up in a home where I was taught those things. And I was told by those around me at school. I was bullied at school, and I was bullied at home about my appearance and how I presented myself. And so I believed that growing up. And in high school, I met my husband when I was, I'm going to cry, between my ninth and 10th grade year of school. And he changed my perspective of that. I've been with him ever since I was 14 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I don't believe that about myself anymore. I have hard days where it does take me back. Something will be said off chart or off, you know, just out of hand. And it does take me back, and I have to remind myself that my father's a king, and I'm his princess, and my husband will call me his princess, and it reminds me that I am beautiful, I am worthy, and all of those things that I grew up not believing about myself, God used my husband to change that about me.
So, Laura, what was the lie that you believed but the truth that you needed?
My lie was that it was my fault that I was molested as a child. And I had that reinforced in me through
people as I was growing up that it was my fault because I didn't stop it. I didn't say anything.
Like, were adults telling you this? Like, were they literally saying this to you, or did you just infer that from things?
Yeah, keep it quiet. Don't say anything. You'll just rock the boat, you know, and things like that. And so my release came when I had godly women put into my life to remind me that it wasn't my fault, but God helped me through it.
Absolutely not your fault. It's so hard for me to believe because that's not my story. And it's so hard when I hear people say that they feel that as a child that this was somehow their fault. That breaks my heart because nothing can be further from the truth. But that became a lie that you believed for a lot of years until somebody intervened and gave you the truth that you need.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm free.
Oh, wow.
That's wonder. You know, Galatians 5:1, like, I really, truly do live my life through that because I'm free from that. I'm free to not have that baggage hanging over me every single day of my life.
Well, you know what? Where somebody wrongly told you that it was your fault, those words stayed with you. I'm hoping that the words that you just said, I'm free because of what you read in Galatians, are the words that will stay with somebody else who needs to hear what you needed right now. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Yes, thank you.
So, Gabrielle, what is that lie you believe but the truth you need?
I'm a single mom, and I remember when my ex asked me for a divorce, the lie was that I couldn't raise two boys by myself. And the truth is, I've moved to Colorado, I did that by myself, and God has shown me that I can really do all things through Him who strengthens me. So.
You're raising two boys as a single mom?
I am. My sister helps me. She lives with us.
God help you. Like that. Like that is a lot to take on. But it sounds like you're owning it.
Yeah, I'm on my way to pick up my oldest from camp now, and they are some lovely, responsive boys, and we're good.
Well, I'm so glad that you found a new narrative to believe. And sometimes it comes from someone telling you you can't do something that makes you want to do it even more and do it great. And your kids are the ones that benefit from that drive. So, hey, I appreciate you being on with us today, Gabrielle. Thank you.
Thanks, Molly. Love you guys. Have a good one.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.